고숨 급해건의 자세로 여샴이 두처진 마루부 토메네 사디툰 탐체샤 개파게 와남라제 이름 코르와마 톰바둘레주네 롤라츠키 코로코와람 다신게는정추첸뽕오 사시퍼키 주신메통
Good evening. How are you? How are you? 전주 쌤제주나 끼지기 스코에자라도 몇 양다 남서. Studying now Buddhist vows. So we will make, you know, strong wish, okay? We will make strong wish. Oh. Even though at the moment, you know, we are not able to fully generate bodhicitta in our mind streams, but we can still make a very strong wish that, you know, maybe sooner than later, you know, so that I am, you know, going to, you know, generate bodhicitta. Chanju Simchi Tashun is like, So when you, you know, minute you generate bodhicitta, so then you are called, you know, Buddha's child of Buddha. And the minute you generate bodhicitta, then you are, you know, you are called as a child of Buddha, child of Buddha. Then, as Jiden Lami Chibi Chacha, then you become, holy beings. Holy beings. No, really, you become holy beings. So, Jiden Lami Chibi Chacha, not just human, also not, they're like devas, no? So they all, you know, bow down to you because of the power of the bodhicitta. So, the minute you think about bodhicitta, the power of that bodhicitta, you know, the minute you think about bodhicitta, you kind of understand all the other sentient beings, what they are going through, you understand them, you know, what they are going through, the suffering they are going through, you understand them. So then you give a whole lot of respect to all living beings. Oh, you don't hold any ill feel towards anybody. You know, all your deed of body, speech, mind, you know, always, you know, like benefiting others, you know, You always think about something good about other people, you know. So you never ever look at from their negative side. You always look at, you know, them, something, you know, something wonderful, something beautiful, you know, like you see them as like, you know, like precious treasure. You know. So isn't that good, you know, that you don't hold any ill feel from other sentient beings, you know. So you realize, including yourself, everybody, you know, needs to be loved, care, you know. Everybody deserves that. So anyway, so studying Buddhist vows, so we should, you know, make extra effort, when it comes down on generating bodhicitta, of course, especially, you know, when it comes down on wish, that, you know, we make very, very strong wish, that sooner than later, you know, in this life, so then, at least, you know, like, I can gain some like experiential understanding what is bodhicitta, you know, what is for, why it's important to develop, you know, why it's so important to, you know, to have bodhicitta, you know, when it comes down on the well being of other sentient beings, so things like that, okay? So today, last time where we, do anybody remembers? So we finished the root vows. I think we are in the secondary root vows. First seven? Are you sure? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So make sure we are not skipping.
Whether they're the perfection of generosity or
that. So now, number eight.
when you encounter, you know, is Buddhist vows is designed to benefit other sentient beings, right? Other sentient beings, no matter what kind of circumstance, no. When it's like, no matter what kind of circumstance the other person is in, so from your side, you always, you know, develop, you know, compassion. If you see the other person very successful, you rejoice, dedicate their merit. When you see other people doing not very good, so you develop compassion, you know, like that. So in this case, when you encounter the person who is not living up to his ethics. So, generally speaking, unfortunately that that we know, like, criticize them. So when it comes down to Buddhist vows, even, you know, generally speaking, breaking, not living up to ethics, is not good, generally speaking. But when it comes down to Buddhist vows, you don't criticize that person, you don't look down that person, because that person broke their commitment, their vows, so you don't look down on them, okay? So if you look down on them, then that's like the number 8, secondary, Nietzsche is another, secondary vows, okay, number 8. Not just, control him, lele on, the intention could be, Narsim is like the waiting for opportunities to harm that person, waiting for opportunity for harm that person, Right now it's very inconvenient because there are so many people there, so now kind of waiting for time to hurt or embarrass that person. Narsim, that's Narsim. Kongzhou, out of anger, then out of laziness, Yawa Tojin, Kedo Sena, Sudin Chanam, Yawa Tojin, Nichis. So then, like, this is like the, it's called downfall, ignoring the person who is not living up to their ethics, ignoring them. When it comes down on the Buddhist vows, that's all the, in your concern, all living beings are included. There's no, any living beings is excluded, all living beings included, whether they are doing good or not doing good. Then, for you, you don't differentiate, okay? Mm-hmm. That's number 8. Shenji simsumi chisi duwe laban nam nyindida dhava milana. Shenji simsumi chisi duwe laban nam nyindida dhava milana. Paro teji loba michibi nyijisa. Shenji simsumi chisi duwe laban nam nyindida dhava milana. Paro teji loba michibi nyijisa. Shinji simsumi chisi duwe laban nam nyindida dhava milana. Paro teji loba michibi nyijisa. You are looking at English translation there. What is it called there?
The whole thing, number 8?
Number 9.
Not instilling faith in those who follow a path that is not your own practice or your main interest. For example, if a follower of the Hinayana desires that kind of teaching, it should be given so that he develops faith in that path. If you refuse to give a requested teaching that you are qualified to teach, it is a transgression.
Shinji simsumi chisa, in order to protect other people's mind, in this case, the mind with the other person's faith. Shinji simsumi chisa, duye laban nam, nyinju nam dawa milab na, paro techi loba michibi nyinji. So, even though that, you yourself is, like, when it comes down to realization, you are much higher than, Theravada practitioners because of the bodhicitta. But you shouldn't use that bodhicitta as an excuse to not to follow the, if you have Padmamoksha vows. So not to follow the Padmamoksha vows. If you deny Padmamoksha vows, okay. That makes sense. I think English translation is very long. Is that the meaning? Shinji simsumi chi duwe laban nam nyunju dan dawa laba, Shinji simsumi chi duwe laban nam nyunju nam dan dawa milab nasa paro teji loba mi jibe ni chi so in the middle of so in order to protect other people's mind, then you know basically I think the faith, okay, faith for example, you know, if somebody asks you to, you know, okay, let's go to bar. So let's say that you're a Buddhist or whatever. Somebody asks you to go to bar. So you should not drink because you have Padmosha vows. You know? If you are a Sangha member, you have Padmosha vows and some of the your Buddhist vows. Say, let's say that you have two vows, Padmosha vows, Buddhist vows. Padmosha vows is very much based on Theravada traditions. You know, the traditions is very much concerned about the deeds, you know, like not killing. There's no any like other. When it comes down to Buddhist vows, certain vows that you have, and there's certain permission. But in Theravada tradition, no permission at all. So there's a, okay, maybe I should drink because, you know, my friend is really insisting me to drink. So then you shouldn't drink. You know, so then that's like going against your Padmosha vows, not protecting. You know, then in the bar, there's some other people who knows you. If they are there, so they see that you are drinking, so they know they you destroy their faith. Make sense now? That's what it comes in the conclusion in English. When you?
That's the first part. Yeah. Not
its own faith. Oh, yeah. So that's what it means. Okay, so. Oh, yeah. Shenji sen suwe chen duwe laba nam yundu dhawa, milab nasu. You have to practice Padmosha vows, you know, here, like novice vows, full bhikshu vows, you know, then lifetime lay vows, things like that, you know, so that that kind of circumstance you choose, try not to go against the vows. Make sense? Yeah, what did they say? So that's as good as it can get. Oh, yeah. That's number nine, right? That's number nine. Oh. That duwe cheba kui shaju changmang so. Kui shaju changmang so. Che jang ki towa so la changzim ji nindu. Changzim ji sa. Towa so la changzim ji nindu shi. Lo mi gyo pa le. Teta sumba lo na. So, Kushaju Changbang. So, let's say this is like, you know, the full ordination vows. So, that whatever that you receive, you are supposed to bless them. Even the any new things, you know, there's like only has a survey you. According to Vinayaka Sutra, the sutra that talks about monastic life, according to Vinayaka Sutras, there are 13, different types of possessions that monks and nuns, fully ordained monks, fully ordained nuns, they can have. There's only 13 different types of possessions. No more, no less, no, there are 13 different. That includes, you know, the robes, you know, that then like kind of raincoat, then there's, you know, certain things. If you have no soul, then you try to clean the soul. This one, and there's, you know, there's 13 of them. I think probably you don't need to know all of them. One thing, better not them to know, otherwise they'll investigate us. So So there's no 13 different types of possessions that you can have. So all of them needs to be blessed through rituals. You know, rituals. That's why when you see, probably in the future you may see, you know, so when they get, like, when they receive the vows, you know, so they pull up, they pull, then they go in front of the abbot, you know, they pull there, you know, they pull that, you know, the reason, you know, that is kind of blessing them. Yeah, everything here needs to be blessed. So then, you know, once it's blessed, so then you have to, you can't separate from them, from even one night. If you separate from them, that the blessing will be gone. Okay? There's very strict rules. So anyway, so it's only the Kuishaju Chambas, Shaju Chachu, Shachu. So if you receive something new, clothes or new thing, immediately you are supposed to bless, you know, supposed to bless them, anything that new, to bless them. So if you don't bless, and then 1 day pass, 2 day pass, 3 day pass, if the 10 day pass without blessing them, so that very thing, whatever it is, that it could be money, it could be anything, you know, then that, in this case, this is like the rope, okay, this is a rope. So that very rope will contaminate all the other, you know, 13 different types of possession that you have. It will contaminate all of them. Then you lose blessing of all of them. So then you have to, you know, call someone then to bless. Then you have to leave your room, spend night somewhere else. Then they bless everything. So then you can come in. So now everything inside is blessed. So next day, you're not being mindful. Somebody give you candy. Not being very mindful, then, you know, then you don't bless them. Then also, you know, it's kind of like that. So everything that you're supposed to bless, okay? Kuishaji Chamba, there's another downfall in the, how is it, the Bishu's vow. So, this is like, I say, there's two different downfall within the bhikshu's vows. One is simply because you are breaking, the Vinayaka rules that, you know, set by Shakyamuni Buddha. You are breaking them, and that's it. That's called chechang, such as, you know, keeping the cloth that's not been blessed 10 days. So then, Rajni Karma, so then another types of downfall, no matter if you do, if the lep, such like, you know, killing. So there's naturally is negative deeds, whether they're done by bhikshu or lay people, equally there will be consequences. So that, you know, this type of also downfall is already included in the full ordination vows. So anyway, this is called simply breaking the rules they set by, you know, Shakyamuni Buddha for his Sangha member. If you keep cloth 10 days, you have no problem. You are free up there. You don't have to worry. You can keep many clothes as you want, so as long as you can pay. Anyway, Chandimji or this brother, do we have a question? You shall must so changing the two or so, Chandimji, Ninjishi. No, this. Keeping that extra rope doesn't hurt anybody. That's why it's called simply going against the rules. That's it. It's not like, you know, if you keep ropes, extra rope, not bless them, extra rope, you keep 10 days, it's not going to hurt anybody. It's not going to hurt anybody directly, indirectly. It's just the rules. Okay, that's what it's called che chang. So they're just rules. So this is, compared to taking life, it's much lighter, but taking life is much heavier, okay? This is hurting somebody. So there are a number of those, I say, rules in the Vinayaka systems that, you know, monks have to follow. But, you know, if you don't follow them, you're simply breaking the rules or not, you know, hurting any beings, you know, directly, indirectly. That's what I call, you know, che chang. So I'm not sure how to say it in English, che chang. Any other. 제장게 동화서나 장생지 인도시 로미 교파래서 장생지 or if you are Buddhist, you know, say you are fully ordained monks, then top of that, you have bodhicitta, then you are Buddhist, then you have two vows. No, then if you take initiation, then you have three vows. No, so if you don't take Buddhist vows, then you have one vows. No, so say you are fully ordained monks, then top of that, you develop bodhicitta, then you, now you are Buddhist, bodhisattva. So then, this kind of rules is not that important. When it comes down on saving somebody, you know, somebody, protecting somebody. Dvecheva kuyu shaju changbang so jejang ki tungwa so la changsem ji nindu shi lo mi gyoba ne teta sumo lo na simje te la chawa chumi nyeche so, nyeche so. So, so because of that concern, then somebody, that you are supposed to help somebody, you don't help them, and you are very much concerned about that, to take care of that, you know. Oh, how is it? There are problems. Then, you know, somebody could, you know, get hurt, or maybe somebody could, you know, like, die. So when it comes down like, then you don't need to worry about those. Simply breaking. Even if it's a rules, you know, if you are Buddhist, you don't have to worry about breaking their rules. Even if you break them, it's okay. Make sense? Oh, yeah. All right. Then like you are taking very seriously that rule and benefiting other sentient beings compared to those two things, then you are very much concerned about that. Then this, for example, you know, if you see somebody's drowning, like say something like you cannot say, oh, according to my vows, I cannot touch women. So sorry, because if somebody's, you know, there's some woman is drowning in the river, you can, if you say that, that's no good, so do you have to save life? That's just an example, okay? Then actually it's looking down, taking very seriously vow, then looking down on benefiting other sentient beings, that's what it means. Well, that's number 10. Ta. Changsem ji laba la su shin du lo be chanju ji sem da denpa la che. Shen je chepa chin du ju na so che su du na we kap yue shin du tena ma shu na nying je chepa ma shi be nye shi so. Changsem ji laba la su shin du lo be chanju ji sem da denpa la. If somebody who is living up to Buddhist advice or the vows, and not just that, also help bodhicittas or bodhicitta, then, Shinjai Chepa Chintu Juna So Chu So Du Na We Kap Yue Shintu Sa. So there's, you know, some permissions, even taking life, you know, it's been, how is it, permissible? There's, you know, seven of those permissible. So then, story is like this, you know, there's like one of the Buddha's previous lives, so they went to the oceans to collect precious stone. There's five hundred merchant. So they went to the sea, you know, see. Long time ago, you know, when you read the sutras, okay, going beyond the oceans, that means, you know, so that's it. Probably you have very little hope that you're going to see them again. So nowadays, going beyond the ocean is like only a matter of a day. You know? So just go beyond the oceans. The only time going beyond oceans. If somebody says, I'm going beyond oceans, that means now, yeah, so like that you are going middle of nowhere, so then a lot of people that even can't believe that you can go. You can go. Sometimes they go. So it's interesting. So then, you know, there's many stories in the sutra. So they go, then they hit some land, and that land, all different kind of peoples, not like human beings, looks like human beings, but it's not really human. Then, you know, like this, they end up, you know, like seeing different lands, and they're different kind of, different realms, actually, you know. So then they encounter with all kind of, so now, you know, everybody go above the oceans. You know, long time they go on the oceans, you know, probably I'm not sure where the wind blows them everywhere. So then they see different realms, you know? used to see all kinds of animals. They live in oceans, all kinds of scary animals. So some of them could be crocodile. At that time, nobody knows about shark, nobody knows about whale, nobody knows about crocodile. So the way they explain the text, some of them look kind of very scary and very dangerous. So some of them could be sounds like octopus. But the way they explain it, nowadays octopus is very small, so the way they explain the text is like, it's like monster, huge, it's not capable to have to flip the boat. Anyway, so when they have to get the precious stone, so then when they got the precious stone, so then when they are coming back towards the universe, to that part of the universe that is at that time considered like India or that part of the world. So then, among those 500 margin, there's one Mina Dungtung, Mina, so dark-looking, short person, dark-looking, short persons. And one of the Buddha's previous life realized that he has very bad plan. So he's thinking about killing all of the merchant and take the precious stone by himself. So then one of the Buddha's previous life, that's in the Jataka's, I think, stories, probably Bodhisattva was end up taking that short, dark-looking person's life in order to save 499 people. Also not just that, also very act is not positive, very act, but the intention behind the act is much more powerful than act itself. The act is not taking life, that's not, no matter who takes life, the act is not positive, but not that. Because of the intention behind act, so that, has end up creating the worst amount of merit than, negative karma. So that's why Tamjiya Sambadala Rale, so that's very important. The Lama Tsongkhapa says, everything depends on the mind. So in that case, you have Padimosha vows, you have Buddhist vows, not that you are Buddhist vows. If you are very much concerned about your Padimosha vows, not taking life, so that those people, everybody could die. So there's no circumstance. So there's the wisdom is needed. Wisdom is needed. So that's why they say, Yoshu to tell a Majuna, Ninze Cheba Machibi Nije. So that's called this number 11, secondary downfall. So like that means like not showing compassion towards that dark, short looking person because he is about to create huge negative karma, so that you save that person to create huge negative karma. So then not just that, then 499 people, they don't have to lose their life. Okay, make sense? So just remember the stories, the ghost with that vow. Da, suchi, kasa, sholo, tobi, jawa, nyebe, nyebe, soa, the losoga, karus, tang, the lazy, the dang, nyebo, midena, there's like wrong livelihood. Number 12. The first one is called Tsuchu. There's like, somebody comes, then you pretend that you are meditating. Somebody comes and pretending that you are meditating. The minute the person leaves the room, then you listen music, then you do all kind of other things. So that's like, that's called suja. So then you are hoping to receive some offerings. So the minute somebody knocks on the door, then you are... they pretend like that you've been meditating like last couple of hours. So any offering that you receive based on that, that's called suchi. One wrong livelihood, suchi, no? Then the kapa is a coin. Second, I don't remember quite clearly, but the third one called shoklong, saying that, asking favor, but not really directly. You know, saying, last time that you give me this, you gave me something, so beneficial, you know, so that you are basically asking person to give again, you know, so asking, you are kind of hinting. Do you remember last time you gave me this? It's so delicious, so I kind of miss that, you know. You are not really asking them to get another one. It's much better to ask directly, you know. So last time you gave me something like that, do you mind to give me another one? Because I really like that. That's much better. Much better than hinting. So like asking indirectly asking, you know, indirectly. Sholong mm-hmm. Jeta. Top Jijawa, then there's the third one. It's like, you know, your goal is to get something, but you know, you are like, I say, there's no children does all the time, children, so they are very good at that, you know, so they're trying to get something, then they kind of manipulate. So then, Not aggressive way, very gentle way, no, very gentle way. Say, ah, you are so loving mother, you are so nice, and you're always happy. So ah, you are the best mom in the whole universe. Also, say all kind of things, you know, tell the things, then you get what you want. They got so many jobs. So, nyeba so asana. Then, you know, nyeba is the last one. Nyeba so asana. So giving something small and hoping to get something back, big. So that's called nyebenye. So this is all, you know, intention. If there's no intention, so then, you know, there, this, even though these things happen, doesn't consider as a wrong livelihood. The intentions. You have intentions, you know, giving something small and hoping something, you know, something to, you know. This is a best expectation, okay? Tine kasa, there's five wrong livelihood. Kasa asana, tene kare na. Suchi lara, kasa, shoklo, tuji jawa, nyebi nyeba tsuwa che. Anyway, so dada tanda leshe, teda kanyi mo mi dana suju loba tanda leshe. So if you don't apply the antidote when it comes down on these five different types of wrong livelihood, if you deliberately do that, so then there's the like number 12 secondary vow, so losu ma. So remember the second, I'll come back to the second one, okay? Charging, gyoba teshin, charge doing by yang bache, charging. Gobat teshin, chaju dumba yamba, shela yang, gobaso, shubaduna, chane rab the gobaji, nichi, so, charging is making fun, you know, on someone else, right? Then laughing on that, you know, then making fun, chaju dumba yamba, shela yang, gobaso, shubaduna, chane rab the gobaji, nichi. You are doing it, then you are encouraging other people to do. So that's like another second. Number 13. Make sense? Oh, yeah. It's clear. If it's not clear, please raise your hand. So. All right. So this is all, you know, if this is not hurting other persons, no, simply doesn't care, no. So then I think it becomes questionable, okay? If that's hurting other persons, so making fun of somebody and laughing about them, encouraging some other people to do the same thing, if it looks like other person is hurting because of that, your act, so then probably just, no. If other person is also, you know, like, how you say, doesn't look how then this becomes questions, okay? Oh yeah, today. Changsen nam nyange le, changsen nam nyande la gao la mijashi, tela jabji chokba cha, nyimo ba la jibwa mijashi, tela, teta le sem, shindu emba mijade, kawa tame wa sundu kowa koshi, chanju, dugyo ba tashi, teke mana kowa jibu dreba sembe, nyeche, kowa jibu dreba sembe, nyeche seo, 장세나 야대나 감지해서 딜레다 냥데비 니바나 if you say okay buddhisattva was they don't like nirvana you know so they are willing to live in samsara nirvana is when you free yourself from the samsara then you reach nirvana no par nirvana this nirvana in you know when we talk about theravada traditions they are like the cause small scope that's the first no there's five set there's 15 set of path the last five belongs to mayana path the second five belongs to the as a solid realizer path the last five belongs to the hera ko ninji okay ninji so then when you achieve the path beyond learning in the hera path that's the last one so then you reach nirvana okay and if you are also reaching path beyond learning in the solitary realizer then you are also reaching nirvana but path nirvana that's the path beyond learning in the mayana path okay so nirvana simply freedom from samsara so you say oh buddhisattva they are willing to live in samsara eons you know to say about other sentient beings they don't like nirvana they don't like nirvana if you say something like that okay they don't like nirvana they are not afraid of delusions so jazama jazama because they just show us nimo jiba mija je teda semshin nimo pala jiba mija je teda le semshin de ma mija des so they are not afraid of delusions you know so because of that they don't care you know getting angry or getting jealous or getting attached with them care kawa thame so the khowa ko chaju du ko ta shi so they are looking to live in the samsara three great eons to you know to benefit sentient beings so they give me khowa chibu deba se me niche so then if someone get this idea oh buddhisattva they are kind of you know looking for to live in samsara if there somebody get this kind of idea then that's you know, like secondary downfall you know, that's not true make sense it's supposed to make sense. You know, if it doesn't make sense, then that's my language problem. So, there's number 13, 14, right? Ta, rangi tik mizumba ham mizumba juve tinieta. Rangi tik mizumba ham mizumba juve tinieta. Minyeba. This is all about you know, how to become peaceful human being. So this is all education. You know, so if you want to talk about peace, this you look at the Buddhist vows. So this is the you know, like Buddhist teaching about how to become peaceful human being. So this is not just one word, Shiva, peace. That's what peace means here. This is all about peace. How to become peaceful human being? Okay, you can look another way to you know, look at this is like that. This is like education on you know how to become you know like peaceful human being. So then, rangi tik mizumba hamje, tik mizumba hamje, mizumba juve tingeta, miyemba tamye juve shi, rala yobate miselsin mipona. Thaba mayimba mihoye niji so, rangi tsik mizumba hamsa. Not, I say, oh, you say, oh, I will do this, you know, then you don't do this, what do you call? Not living up to your word? Word? Not living up to your word, or rangi tsik mizumba hamsa. But, like I said, this is a, that's called, that's one movie, it's called, that I really like that movie, so unfortunately, it's only in Chinese or Tibetan, so there's not in English. Okay, so this movie is about this. There's one monk. His name is Crazy Monk. I really like this movie. So he does appear like very crazy, but actually, what you see, that's why you're saying, you know, the tiger stripe is outside. You can see very visible, but human stripe is inside, hidden. You cannot say, oh, she's not tiger. He's not tiger because there's no stripe. You cannot see. The stripe is hidden inside. That means human quality is hidden. You cannot see that's like. So anyway, because the crazy monks, you know, all these movies about karma. Okay, his whole movies about karma. So he's helping poor people all the time. He's helping poor people. Then he's challenging rich people. So then there's like there's one poor old man and he has one daughter. So the old man owes some money to that rich, you know, person in the town, and his secretary. There's two of them. His business partner. Two of them. You know, the old man owes some money. So the Lama Nyompa, the Lama, Nyompa is crazy Lama. So he went to the monastery in very early age. You know, there's something happened, there's a lot of tragedy that happened to his family. So then after that, when he came back from monastery, you know, his mother is completely become crazy. His father died, and his parents passed away. His family used to be very rich in the town, very rich and generous. So then, you know, he left the monastery at a very young age. So then, you know, all kind of this tragedy. Then people who worked for their family basically took over their family possessions. So the parents died, you know. So then the sister, one sister, went completely out of the mind, you know. So yes, then when he come back, so then they're asking, who are you? Then he says, I am the son of family. They say, I don't think they have sons. I don't think it's, so they said, this is my house. He said, no, this is our house. And all kind of things happened. And then after that, the young monk completely disappeared from the public's eye, probably 20 years or 25, 30 years. Nobody knows where he went. All of a sudden, one day he appears in the middle of that, you know, like market. And he's wearing this Chinese monk's clothes, you know, so like, basically his shoes is just hanging on his toenail. You know, his toe is just called shoes, but actually not shoes, you know, they're just hanging there, you know, they're small piece of cloth. That's his shoes. That looks very dirty and like not very long. So then it completely looks like completely crazy. Then he comes to town. So then, you know, he's walking on the market, an open market, and all of a sudden that this old man's daughter, she's selling flour. Sometimes she sells flour, sometimes she sells momo. And Lama Nyompa is just, you know, walking in the market, you know, so looks really dirty. All the clothes is like kind of like, you know, tore. Not just one, everything is like kind of like just hanging there, you know, just hanging there, about to drop. Maybe one piece is hanging to another piece is just hanging. Basically, the whole rope is like that. So anyway, so then he witnessed this rich man grabbing that girl, you know, pushing from the hair, and then the old man's begging, you know. So then turns out there's, you know, that he owes him some money. So then old man, he has this goiter. So then Lama Nyompa, the crazy monk comes and says, don't do like that, that's not good. And he says, who are you, crazy man? So I said, why you are here? You have no business to do here, you just go away, that's our, you know, problems. He said, no, I have big business to do here. It's also my problem too. And then he's kind of negotiating between this rich man and the old man. And the old man is begging that crazy monk, please don't involve, just go away. So, no, so no good. So then, you know, then he said, then a lot of people get together, they're looking at. So then the crazy monk said, okay, so I'll make deal here. So then he's kind of asking the old man who owes the rich man money. He asked, why you don't give your goiter to him? So then, say it's equal, it's finished. You know, you don't owe any more money. You just give your goiter. So he always look at his face like, are you really crazy? So how you can give this? So then the rich man said, okay, that's fine. If he can give me his goiter, so I will not ask him money. So then crazy monk said, okay, so now everybody hears what he said. Otherwise, those rich people, their word is like farting in the water. So that's what I want to say here. That's says that this, the rich man, their world is like farting in the water. When you fart in the water, there's no smell. So they say the rich people's world is like that, farting in the water. So anyway, so then finally, the crazy monk managed to get, you know, this goiter. So eventually, the rich man got the goiter here. So then what he did, you know, he just, then everybody exists, and everybody looking here, so the old man is scared to death, you know, what's going to happen. So then he's asking his daughter, okay, hold the goiter, I will cut it. Then you give to this rich man. Our rich man says, okay, see, so definitely. So the Lama Nyamad, he raises, what do you call, sleeps, he rests, he sleeps, then he says, oh, manap, oh, manap, oh, then he's going like this, all of a sudden, you know, people, everybody is kind of shining. His whole hand is kind of, you know, become like sword. And just hit that, just cut it. And the old man said, you have to be careful, just make sure that you want to, because this, all this nervous system is built on that, I will die. He said, no, you are not going to die. So then he cut it. Then now she has that. You know? So now Richmond is freaking out. So now I take this. Then Richmond just run away. Then he, you know, anyway, so then somehow there's a small bridge. The Richmond jump out of the bridge. And that Lama Nyamad, he has this small, what do you call, small fan. And he gave such a miracle power. Just like that, then you know the goiter went there, so then touch here, rich man. So now he has goiter. So then when he went back to his home, his wife was so mad, seeing the goiter. He's getting money, then the wife beat him with a broom. What he did? The wife is so upset now, it looks very ugly, you know. So then they went back to the crazy mom's. Asking him, so that is anything they please their special wife, you know, kind of bowing down, just begging him to say, no, it's done, that nothing I can do. So nothing I can do. So then she's asking him, so please do this, because he said, no, it does not work, because it only works people who are suffering, it doesn't work, because you have. And he said, that crazy motif, yeah, you are a rich man, it looks good. You know, poor people having this kind of extra suffering, you are rich. And it looks good, you know. It shows kind of the culture of the rich people. And he said, then he's begging. Then finally said, okay. So now, there's one way that you can minimize that. I cannot take it out. You can minimize. And so I said, if you do one good thing, it will shrink. If you do only good things, it will shrink and shrink, shrink. But if you do one bad thing, it will multiply like. Then they are kind of excited, so. So then he went there, and he said, that's loud, quite big like this. And he saw this one, the elder woman trying to cross the river. And he just went there, helping her to cross the river. And look, it's a little bit smaller. He got very excited, it's getting smaller. So then everybody knows him because he's a rich man. So then one poor, again, person who is selling bread, okay. And when he sees that rich man, he's kind of scared to death, so he knows he's going to ask his money. So as soon as he sees him, then he put his things down and talking about the how much money he owes, he remembered, you know, it will take a couple more days. He said, no, don't worry. You owe me nothing. So whatever you owe me, from now on, I don't need it. So that person is kind of really surprised. No, he's not like that. So now, what happened today? He's so being so nice. He says, I'm not sure where the sun is rising today, from east or south or north. Anyway, so then it gets smaller. Then one day, it's now basically quite small. Yeah, then one day he comes again to the market. Then he saw that girl. Then gets really angry, you know, without being mindful. He's saying some negative kind of grab. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, not just here, it's like on the ground, like, oh, like. It looks like elephant, you know. Like sea like, looks like. So he simply couldn't carry now. Lama Nyamad, the crazy boy, only told him if you do something negative, it will multiply. If you do good things, it will shrink slowly. He's about like that. So that in the marketplace, then, you know, like he has now huge, like sea lion. So that people have to help him to carry on. So I think that's this, all these movies about no karma, I think it's very interesting. So anyway, see Mizumba, so like that's why it's rich people's water, like farting in the water, you know. That's why, so that means that not living up to the word. See Mizumba, I'm sorry, that's taken a long time. Just remember the story. See Mizumba, Jui, Tingye, Minye, Batamye, Jui, she. So if you are like that, you know, so you don't live up to your word and you have, you know, this kind of problem, if you don't admit or eliminate this kind of problem, then that's the 14 or 100 number. So not trying to work, you know, to fix that, okay? Oh, yeah, tell me. If you see somebody doing something negative, you know, you have to be straightforward. Not because, oh, if I say that, it might hurt, you know, him or her feelings. So that's not good. You think you are doing good, but down the road you are not doing good. You know, you are harming that person. Okay. Whatever is the negative disease of speech, body, mind. You know, so you say, oh, it's okay. You know, so people, everybody does this once in a while. You know, that's okay, not big deal. And then instead of saying that, okay, understand? Yeah, it needs to be, you know, straightforward. Listen, there's something not, you know, no good to do. Just to, you know, protect temporary comfort, mental comfort, and you don't say that, then there's no good. Okay. There's number 16. Chudim chawa nam yawa tuwe nyeche. So from then, number 8 to here, number 15. 16.
Now you're on
7. 16. So anyway, between 8 to 16, there's 9 of the 9. These are like the opposite of ethics, okay? So then, Shinji Rangla Shewa, Chowa, Deba, Tang Chowa, So Shila, Te Tang Ti, Le Chana, Gijong Chuchi, the Shavin Yishi. So if somebody criticizing you, then you criticize them back. If somebody get angry to you, then you get angry to them. If somebody's hitting you, you hit them back. If somebody, you know, like, has trying to find out because negative things about you, then you do the same things. If you are bodhisattva, if you have bodhisattva vows, so that's breaking the vows, okay? Secondary vows. Make sense? Oh, yeah, so that's not it. So then there's number 16?
17.
17. Then it is. Gijong Chushi, that's called like a, it's called like four virtues dharma. That means if somebody criticizes you, you don't criticize them. If somebody's, you know, angry at you, you don't angry, no, you don't get angry with them. If somebody's, you know, hitting you, you don't hit them back. If they're, you know, like, Sang to him is finding negative things about you. Okay, Tang Chi. I say, Tang literally means, you know, Tang literally means, nest. Tang Chi. In this here, you know, there's negative connotations. That means there's so many negative in the nest. So then somebody's, you know, discovering that, talking about that, you know, like that. Oh, yeah, then, Rangi Shela Nyeba Che Sam Che Shinji Che Toba. Kangrula, Nasim, Najalam, Lele Ongi, Suda Tumba, Chija Mijena, Chubanam, Yavatu Niji, Rangishela Neva Chesam, Shinji Chetoba, Kangrula, Nasim, Najalam, Lele Ongi, Suda Tumba, Chija Mijena, Chubanam, Yavatu Niji. So, or you are about to do something negative, or you are, you know, like, as suspicious somebody else is doing something negative. Oh, change it over. Change it, check over. Can't let nothing some wrong is here. Somebody else is doing something negative, about to do negative to, no, towards, no, somebody. Oh, you are about to do something, you know, negative to somebody. Oh, and out of, you know, this negative mind, such as like pride, out of laziness, if you don't, I say, lele onge tsuda tumba, shejang michena, sudama shejang michena, choba nam yawato yinjese. Lele onge tsuda tumba, shejang michena, rangi shela nyaba chepasam, nyaba chesam, shenji chetoba karul nasimsam, ngajalam, lele onge tsuda tumba, shejang michena, choba nam yawato yin, choba nam yawato yinjese. Rangi shela nyaba chesamche. So you have to admit, actually you have to be clear that you are about to do something negative or you are concerned that somebody else is going to do something negative. You need to tell, to explain. Otherwise, no, so then I travel them. Because other person is angry because you did something wrong, and you know, also somebody else is doing, you know, something wrong, so they are angry. Then you are just ignoring them. They are not happy about, you know, what you did, what you know that somebody else is about to do, but not telling them. So then they get angry. So then, if you ignore them, so then it's, you know, breaking the secondary vows. Okay, number 16, 17, 18. Is it clear? Oh, yeah. Then, Ranglaza, Shinji, Nyeba, Cheba, Ta, Chushin, Tumba, Shijang, Cheja, Nasinsam, Sivasam, Lame, Jeba, Lame, Jebi, Ongi, Shijang, Milena, Parashi, Chaba, Mibanibi. If somebody is apologizing you sincerely, genuinely, you know, then out of anger or pride, negative mind, you don't accept the forgiveness, the apology, then if you have Buddhist vows, that's secondary vows, okay? Make sense? Ta shela chowe samba, tuji zila, nyeba midaji tando nena, chowe simji jiru jubi nyeji, shela chowe samba, tuji zila ji. Nyeba metashe tandalena chubisimjiju. So like if somebody's angry with someone else and you are telling them, oh, that's okay, you know, that's just natural part of the life, you know, so that's not good. Then that person might think, okay, oh, now getting angry is not, you know, negative, that's okay to get angry with someone else. So that's like that's breaking the number 22. Is it clear? Yeah, okay. So those four of them is like the opposite of patient. Patient? Oh yeah, Nyekur rimdo, Nyegu deji kondivi nyeje. So, try to get more followers, you know, because there you are, you know, attached to respect, you know, so then offerings, nyegu rindo, you know, like when I say, deji kondivi nyegu deji nyeje, okay? Out of attachment to offerings, to respect, attached, you know, people are bringing water to you, address people fixing your, you know, lunch or dinner, cleaning your house, you know, then some cases cleaning your feet, you know, things like that. You know, so then because of attachment to that, if you try to, you know, gather more followers, so that's breaking the vows, okay? Clear? Oh yeah. Then ta nyom le ta lele onki kung timba mado nimota namji chade chamele niji dewa. Nyomle taje le tabi deva mal dünya deva da tanrı ise mi cana ne zaman yiyeceğiz not no like ah not overcoming from I say laziness or the laziness on lele on gezi guntu madoba nimota namı çalışamayın iyice deva iyice deva iyice deva löfe bir deva iyice deva löfe mal dünya deva da tanrı bilici so bir zosu mesela ne şeyse o nyomle da lele onki nyomle da lele onki gümmatı var nimoda gümmatı var nimoda so like nimoda namcı çadır çamere nici deva nici deva löfe ve deva baltın deva deva su tanrı lele seva mecana zosu seva mecana ne şeyse o mecana ne şey this more like you know out of laziness, you know, to just as a according to Dharma is called laziness, according to America is called depressions, not getting out of bed, people call it depressions, actually it's laziness, it's not really depression, laziness. So then it's different. No, okay, now I don't feel very fresh. No, I need to some rest. Then after that, when I wake up, I'll do more practice. If you take nap, then that's fine. That's fine because I'm doing it. No, they're just joking. So, I am doing it, but not. It's fine because I'm doing it. That's a joke. That's a joke. So it very much depends on, huh?
How many hours of sleep?
There's 8 hour or 9 hour here.
Yeah.
Nine hour. Eight hour. Yeah, minimum. That's very, very important. Eight hours. Mm. 8 hours are very important according to America. I don't know how many hours you're asking, how many hours of sleep?
So that we don't
transgress this vow. This is all because of laziness. Okay, so now when you talk about laziness, it's not like, you know, the definition of laziness that you know, and the definition of laziness according to Dharma is different things. Okay, here are the there are three types of laziness, right? Three types of laziness. Chawang is a little. So, spending like Chawang is a little. So, something that's not Dharma. Something that's not Dharma, then you put so much energy. Something that's not Dharma, that's one type of laziness. I can do, you know, I cannot do practice, I can sit, I can do meditation, I can go, you know, so then like julus, just julus, just looking down on oneself. Oh, I cannot do this, I cannot do this because there's so many reasons, you know. That's one. Juluk is like just has no interest. This sounds like depression, isn't it? Julu, we just, you know, like, Yeah, just, you know, just no interest. So out of these three things, if you sleep, then that's good, no good.
So it doesn't really have to do with sleep?
Sleep itself is neutral. Sleep can become, because there's like Shinjushi, out of like how the Shinju, out of 54 mental factors, out of 54 mental factors, out of this, the four of them is like, has a transitions. What do you call this? Transition lens. There's transition mental factors. It's got transition. Can be positive, can be negative. Either, you know, there's sleep is one of them. Okay, remember now, sleep is one of them. It depends, you know, sleep is one of them. Sleep can, if you sleep with a positive mind, sleep become positive. If you sleep with negative mind, sleep become negative. So I don't think, if you sleep with a positive mind, I don't think they'll break the Buddhist vows. I don't believe. So you can, that's not really like, how many hours you can sleep, how many hours you cannot sleep. You know, it's not like that. So out of this three laziness, the intention has to be laziness. Okay, like, you know, like that, you know, like that. Okay? So, So, according to Buddhist, we are not going to talk about how many hours we can sleep, how many hours we cannot sleep. According to America, we have to sleep 8 hours, at least 8 hours. So, His Holiness Dalai Lama said in Switzerland, after when he finished his talk, he said, now you people enjoy here, yes, I'm going to sleep. So now, His Holiness said, I love sleep. You go to sleep. So sleep, you know, so itself is not negative, it's like just neutral. Could be positive, could be negative, you know, it's, itself is just shinjur. It's like transitions, mental factor. Transitions? Yeah, changeable. Shinjur means it could go either way. The other hand, Nisu Rangi Masina, Timunila Sijumera, Nisu Rangi Masina. So, the sleep will never finish. Sleep. So, you have to measure how many hours you sleep, how many hours you don't sleep. Otherwise, Timunila Sijumera, Timuni, so the sleep is not going to exhaust. The more you sleep, so it's interesting, here people have sleeping problems, right? So they really use the timunila sejume, actually, you know, sleep is like, you know, it's just timunila sejume means that the sleep is not, sleep is called, timuni is called like ignorance, sleep. That's what it's called, timuni means, timu means ignorance, timunila sejume means the sleep won't exhaust. That means more you sleep, then you sleep more. Yeah, it's like there's something you can control, you know. It's not going to exhaust. Okay, today I sleep 10 hours, or tomorrow there will be no more sleep. That's not true. No, tomorrow there will be probably 12 hours of sleep. No, so that's what it means. It never get exhaust by sleeping, you know. Sleep doesn't get exhaust by sleeping. So, you know, that's not the measurement you have measured. Nyamle ta le ngi gwe ma nyamle ta de ta de che ta jale chumgu phume so dinjit tam la kundu cha be sem ji ti ya wa chana chabe jime tam la te me ni che so ha chabe sem jo out of attachments no out of attachment jale chumgu phume so dinjit tam lo so then you know like this as a or maybe reading or talking about, you know, like, royal family, about, you know, then pirate. Yeah. There's, you know, a lot of people, the reason of pirate, there's like ship that, you know, they kind of rob other people, the ship. All these old movies and books about, how do you call it? Pirates. So they're like out of attachment. No, this is all about, you know, something to do, out of attachment. So these So then those three secondary downfall is like the opposite of joyful effort. 디지 어서드니 셈 냠벌 조바 드라 셈 냠벌 조바 드바 셈 냠벌 조바 드발라 나세서 릴용 기땡이지 담아셀라 셀라 네도 미드나 땡이지 제미즈 니지시 릴용 기땡이지 담아 셀라 네도 가다 냠벌 조바 드발라 나셈 삼 Deli onki, tingin di jindangwa, shirani di minwa tingin di jitimi zui nishi so. Somebody who wants to meditate, okay, meditate. Oh, then out of this negative thought, out of laziness, out of negative, nasim is like, how you say, it's not really anger, but it's like, it's waiting for opportunity to hurt, what do you call? Is any particular word, anyway. So then out of that, you don't teach that person how to do meditations, so then there's no thing is sabotage. Oh yeah. Thing is to me to Nijis. So not thing is to me to Nijis, then not putting effort on meditations, you know, helping other people, okay? Someday like KTB Diva. Someday like KTB Diva. Goba Guju Niji, Nesim. Nimuni, Jabal Jumba, Teram, the Nabu Kayama, Tandu Levi, Sela Michena, Sunday Jumba, Nishi, so not, you know, like doing enough to eliminate the obstacles in order to do concentration meditations, you know, Goba, so Goba is like, you know, excitement mind, Goba is not Goba is kind of regret. Nesem sabotage or what is called Nimuni Ni, you know, then sleep and ignorance and like carry out by, you know, thinking about the quality of cheesecake, you know, chocolate chip, you know, all these kind of things. So then having, you know, like doubt about concentration meditations. Things like that. So there's something that you can overcome, then, but you're not trying to overcome from them. So that's no. Sunday Jiva Pawa maybe Nishi, so secondary rules, okay? You see what I said? Sunday Jiva Pawa Seji Ronyala Yindutana, Sunday Ronyala Yindutana Nishi. Sunday Jiva Pawa Seji Ronyala Yindutana. So there, you know, so there's some kind of beliefs that you'll generate, by concentrating, doing concentration meditations. If you become attached to that bliss, no, then someday rather than never, then like looking the bliss that generated by concentration, looking that is like something important qualities. Okay? So why? Because you may end up, you know, state of bliss long period of time, not really helping other sentient beings. That's why. Okay. So this Buddhist, as I said, this is all benefiting other sentient beings. No, if anything that become obstacle for benefiting other sentient beings, even though it comes from vow, you shouldn't worry about that vow. No, so benefiting sentient is more important. When it comes down to concentrations, you are greatly enjoying the bliss of concentration, but when it comes down to benefiting other sentient beings, you should, you know. Yeah. So there's a, can you help me? I need to pull something out of this. Oh, just wait. Let me finish my meditation, then I'll come to help you. That's not Buddhism. Wow, that's not good. You know, you should jump. If somebody asking you to help, you know, even if you are in the middle of prayer, that's not help. That's more important. No, that's more important. That's what it means. Because you may be, you know, greatly enjoying the power of concentrations, you know, there's probably some kind of bliss being generated by this power of concentration. You may enjoy that, but, you know, if somebody needs you, your hand or you, so you should just help. Okay? Alright, isn't it? So these three downfall is like opposite of concentration, the perfection of concentration, okay? Jesus, me did you. That you did you didn't need to be able to do it. So, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you, listening about the Hinayana teachings, memorizing, you know, some of the Hinayana teachings. Then love also, you know, these are necessary for Hinayana practitioners, but it's not necessary for Bodhisattvas if you say something like that. So that's like abandoning, you know, Hinayana teachings. Okay? Clear? Oh yeah. Yes, then Chandra Dhamma Dhanela Tsumba Chai Yoshin Te Yama Pony, Nidhi Dhamma Dhamma, Rangsu Yoshin Telasum Telam Telasumi, Yangsu Rangsu Yoshin Telasumi Nijisa, Nidhi Dhanela Tsumba Dhamma, Chandra Dhamma Tsumba Yoshin Te Yama Tone, Nidhi Dhamma Dhamma. So when you become Bodhisattvas, when you become Bodhisattva, then you are supposed to read about Bodhisattva vows, you know, Bodhisattva deeds, about six professions, but you are not doing that, you are reading about Hinayana teachings, so then also not good. But abandoning Hinayana teaching, that's not good. But you know, you are supposed to read about the Buddhist vows, Buddhist deeds, six professions, Mahayana teaching, but you are spending so much time on Hinayana teaching, that's also not good. Okay? So there's plenty to read, you know, there's and like Buddha's teaching, there's so much to read, but you are not reading that, you are reading somebody else, you know, like books, something like that. Okay? Because you already decide what kind of path that you choose. You decide that deliberately, genuinely. So it's very, very important for you to educate much as you can. You can educate yourself, you know, what is Buddhism, you know, what is all that. About the rather than reading or some all kind of other books, okay? Gubi onki mude ji tenju la tsung gyo changs, tsung gyo ba yue chang, tsung da pas lu tenla, gajin ju bachi na, tsung bachi na tena gwa nyingi so. So then, sometime, therefore, special reasons that you may, you know, like, need to read, you know, whether it's like about debate, you know, debate, so, say, like having debate about consciousness and soul, debate about, you know, like the creator, non-creators. So you have to understand in that regard, you may need to read on the concept of creator, how they define creator, you know, like what is the definition of creator and what is the definition of karma. So then, even though you are yourself as a Buddhist, you know, so then you need to read. So in order to prepare yourself, you know, to have like a productive debate, you know, to understand others' views, you know, like that. Then if you become attached to that, you know, then that's not good, okay? Then it's okay. Then, Changsen ji dene kaya ruwa la di, yuja me shibam, shibab me shibam, simji, ji tindu minju shi kuwa tabi, sikme na teba shibam, you know. So then, you know, okay, like, say, like, the Mahayana teaching that you are reading, oh, this is not really, you know, it's not well done. It's not, you know, this subject of this book is not that great, you know. So, author is not that good. And this, you know, the message in the books won't benefit other sentient beings, saying something like that, even though it is, you know, good books. So then, like, criticizing the Mahayana teachings, you know, that, okay? Tang Ajalam, so this is it. Now I'm going to read. No more stories. Tang Ajalam, Kondre Dala, Tiji, Shela, Muna, Dadushimi, Nijo, Najala Kondre, Najala Kondre, out of pride, arrogant, anger, praising yourself, criticizing other people. That's number 32. Najalam, Lili Ongi. Najalam, you know, church, but the church, bedam, so, la, midrona, church is in the room, out of pride. Oh, I don't think, you know, these groups, I know, So the group, this group, the people don't know much about Dhamma. I don't want to go because, you know, so like that, out of pride, out of, you know, laziness. If you don't go to church, Bedam, so the Minuna Shudam, so Dharma discussion, if you don't go, so that's another, you know, vows. Rala Chumaya, that's 33. Rala Chumaya, Kazal, Timbe, the Kudis, so Michawa, Chesu, the Chaji, Sidlebala. Somebody who's teaching you, they're supposed to, you know, so like see that person as enlightened beings, but not doing that, then you know, like you are like kind of like making fun of that person, deliberately, intentionally making fun, you know, disrespect, showing disrespect, and, you know, like criticizing, and then I say, cha, making fun, yeah, chasing. See lepa la. Tenji, tell la, tell the me that you get to me, yes, okay. Not looking at the meaning, but looking at the word. No, criticizing based on the word, not on the meaning. You know, it's like that, you know, it's not about what you say, it's about how you say. That's exactly, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say. Just know like that, okay? 34. Te inchi niji jini sherab ji midisho, then those eight of them is like the direct opposite of profession of wisdom. Wisdom, jini sherab ji midisho, niji. So she put din namni gewa chudu ji yo. So this 34 of them, din namni gewa chudu ji, gewa ji chundu ki midisho ki nyeba also. So these are like, you know, opposite of the six perfections. Making plans about some kind of project, walking on the road, learning language, the activity that's not, you know, like negatives, and protecting the wealth, chawa dhamma, you know, so then, so eight of them, gadu is not like, social gathering, and, you know, like also social gathering or marriage gathering, such as puja, things like marriage gathering, or such as, you know, helping stupa here, you know, marriage gatherings, all like that, you know. So out of anger or out of laziness, if you don't participate, there's no good. People from you, from your. So nebala, rimrata, nyegu, che, nebata, Rimdola Nyegu Chepe Che Kono Lilong Rimdo Nyegu Michina never Rimjeshes. No, out of anger, laziness, not helping sick people, never Rimjeshes. Rimdo Nyegu Michina making, no, like all kind of support, like emotional support, psychological support, material support, no, whatever you can give. If you don't give out of anger, laziness, so there's no breaking the second vows. Lowa, Yoba, Yalam, Lamji, Mawa, Jibanga, Dungawa, Nesim, So, Namdog, Dungawa, Shinji, Mape, Dunga, Du, Karula, Kondo, Lyong, Dunga, Tamichina, or somebody suffering because he's blind. Somebody helping blind people, deaf people, disability people, you know, that people who doesn't have all the limbs, and somebody like lunging hours, like wearing traveler, what do you call?
Weary traveler.
So then the sufferings out of anger, attachment, jealousy, you know, this goes on and on and on. Then Shinjimbapu, you know, because been looked down by, you know, co-worker, boss, didn't treat equally, all these things, okay? Like Shinjimbapu, the word, do you cover? So seven of those, if you see any of those, that you must help. No, you must help. If you don't help, then there's black and white. So that Dunga Seva Mijibi Nijis, not helping them to overcome from suffering. Sumju Subjinshe. Tene, Dichi Tiyala Tsushi Mayimba Shubi Simjian Laji, Dichi Tiyala Tsushi Mayimba Shubi Simjian La Kondam Riyongi Chue Mebe Rik Chita Samba Tsushi Midena Pahame Bala Riba Midi Minji. Dichi Tiyala Tsushi Mayimba Shubi Simjian Laji, Dichi Tiyala Tsushi Mayimba Shubi Simjian La. Or if somebody is creating negative karma, you know, negative karma, Kondam Riyongi Chue Mebe Rik, then they know, like, you have to help them to fix their actions, okay? If you don't do that, then there's number 34. Rāla pēn dōpāla nāsīnsa lūlū ōngi pēnē mīcēna shēla lēndu mīdōvi nīcē. So if somebody's helping you in a great deal, you know, somebody has been helping you, you know, so all this, if you don't repay their kindness out of, you know, you know, okay, so that's the, because you don't know, like, that's very unfortunate. So, no, like, Sigle Nichila Namdoki, so, that and the Samir Danjira Nidoki, Sigle Nichila, Tuitari Yiju Tobuyas. So, today's best friend that you can fully trust, Tuitari Yiju Tobuyas. Today's friend that you can count on, you can trust, so a few unguarded words, so then you ever over exaggerate it, or then tomorrow they become the worst enemy. So then tomorrow the feeling is finished. No, because few unguarded words, all the help that you've been giving to that person, all the help that you receive from that person, because a few unguarded words, you completely forget everything negative. So then, no, tomorrow become enemy. This is the Kundang Lama. This is, you know, his collection of his advice that, you know, giving about impermanent. You know, to tell each of you. Oh yeah, then there. So if somebody is helping you, you know, he has been helping you, but if you don't repay their kindness out of laziness, so that's 39, okay? Nyeduham longju da tawe nyange juwe simjela nasim sam. Nyeduham longju da nyange juwe simjela nasim sam lele ongi. Nyange di sewa mida shenji, nyange sewa mida juwe nyeje. If somebody lost close one, loved one from their family, longju da, and you know, like, and you know, longer, then you know, probably lost, you know, some possessions or maybe money or job or whatever it is. So when you see this kind of people, if you know, so okay, out of, you know, so then sabotage or maybe out of ignorance, out of laziness, if you don't help them, so then, you know, there's having a Buddhist abouts, you know, there's no kind of nijeshiru. It's like then there's the false. It does call secondary vow. Actually, it's not really vow. It's like vow. That's 14 root vow. That's it. This all this 40 is called niche. It's like that's no just as a not good to do. Not good to do. If you have Buddhist vows, this thing is not good to do. It's called secondary vows, but actually it's not really vows. No, it's not good to do. So you should be mindful about those things, okay? These are not actually vows. It's called nyeche. So in the Tibetan word, it's called nyeche. That means there's something that, you know, you should not do. Nyeche, nyebache, you know. I say, what do you call the vows? False. Vows mean that, like, when people they play basketball, what do you call this?
Foul.
Then what does that mean?
Like when you make a mistake against someone.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's a foul. Then what are the word false?
Fault.
Then what is that? F A.
ULT.
No, that's fault. Then F A U L T. Fault. Then F A. F A S E L. What is that?
True,
false. Okay, so then how you spell that? How you? Therefore, that's untrue. That's not true. So now, false. Then pow. What is it? Pow or foul? What is the difference between false and pow? Foul to foul? What is the difference?
Foul is usually in the sports.
That's in the sport. Going on, that's in the sport realm. And fault is day to day life realm.
Yeah.
Mean the same thing. Yeah, that's like permanent referee, that's karma.
Yeah.
Anyway, these are called, in the Tibetan word, nyeche is called fault. Fault. False, or power, or false, or whatever it's called. Yeah, that's called. They're not called secondary vowels. It's called false. False, fault.
False.
False. Yeah, false. Then not the good thing to do if you have the Buddhist vows. Okay, never do it. Then, if you are capable to, you know, help them, if you don't help, if you are not capable, so then, you know, there's nothing you can do, right? So, so many people, they are kind of suffering, not just people, also organizations, because of this man. Now he's in jail, so they sent him like 250 years sentence doesn't make sense. People don't live 250 years. So they're in a company that mere war 250 years.
Really?
Yeah, there's like 250 years, you know, anyway, so, you know, like in that case there's, you know, so many organizations, so many people, you know, they are suffering, but there's really little we can do, you know. So they're like earth, not like they are suffering because they don't have nothing to eat, because we are then lose millions and millions of dollars. In that case, if you are Buddhist vows, you are incapable to help them. You know what you just said, positive thought, that's all you can do. You know? If you are capable, all this you are capable, okay? Then, second, so low up or last, nothing some lily on Kimajina, no devala jima mijimijin, second, so low up or nothing some lily on Kimajina, no devala jima mijimijin, oh yeah. Yeah, so if you have something to give, some food or drinks, but you don't give, you know, you clearly know that person is hungry, thirsty, but you don't give because you don't like them the way they look, or then it's not good if you're Buddhist vows, okay? Now, call Dubala, nothing, a little, okay, Dangwa Mitewa, Tedagi, she is Tramze, Chimda, Teba, Chela, Yoja, Church in the Mizuna, call them the two images in Nijiso. If somebody is requesting you the teachings, then if you know the teachings, then you must give. That is a little on Damwa Midera. Condonazo Lolong Damwa Midera, Tedavish Transit, Chimda, Tabachella, Yoja Chishin, Mizuna Condom, actually not helping the students, okay? Especially about when it comes down to teaching. So, that nonsense that little ongi, change the same tumor mission, not the same tumor mission, change a lot of tumor mission in nature. So, out of, you know, this sabotage, out of laziness, symptom mission, or they say, okay, oh, we'll go here. Today we'll go to Museum of Art. So, no, we'll go to Shelly Lake. You know, like this. You know. Sometimes, unfortunately, people like, get into argument for very little silly things, you know, so that's not big deal going here, going there, you know. So so like that, you know. Oh, let's go to Indian restaurants. No, I don't feel like to go to Indian restaurants. Maybe we'll go to Italian restaurants. Rather, instead of saying, oh, today we'll go here, next day we'll go to Italian restaurant. Even though there are some solutions, you know, but you know, you just say, I don't want to go. That's it. So, how is about that I want to go? Well, that doesn't count. You know? So, I don't want to go. That's more important. So, we'll go to Indian restaurants, you know. If you are suffering there, that's fine. I'm having a good time. Like that. So not able to, I said, negotiate. Can't negotiate. I'm not able, you know, like, out of laziness, you know, like, that's the lily only. As I said, the resolve, you know, is like, if that appears in the form, this universe is not big enough to hold. You don't think, ah, this is, I don't think that will create huge karma. As I said, you know, last night or Wednesday night. So look at the seed of this redwood tree. Hard to believe, you know, like this big, become like that big. It's huge, you know, everybody kind of amazed, you know, the size and everything. But when you look at the seed, it's like this. So it's a merit. So that's why we should not, we should never take granted, even the small actions. It may seem very small, the result is going to be huge, huge, huge. Okay? Or the Padmasams are Lulu Ongi Shinji, you need the Nava Mijuba, Nava Mijuba, Leva Mala, Lexo Midena, you need the Nava Mijuba. Out of sabotage, laziness, you know, if somebody, you know, so. Praising others, you know, that's good things, you know, praising others. Good thing. Praising yourself is not that's not been advised, but you know, if praising others is like praising yourself. It's you know, it doesn't seem like that way in the world, but actually it is. You know, praising others is praising yourself. You know, if somebody's doing a good job, you should express your you know, appreciation. That's important, no? So, that's 44. Then, sim ma papa tang, chebe jeba tang, tab jeba, rigba nama nimo sam lulu onge tetan te, mijena, jendu sam sami ju niji, sim ma papa. If you see somebody oh, now getting so pride or arrogant, then you have to learn how to, I say, reduce their pride and arrogance. Chebe cheba. Cheba actually is punishment. Punishment. Chebe cheba. So this is like, you know, this is like a right kind of punishment, you know, punishment. Cheba, cheba, you must have little bit of the machine out of, you know, out of the delusions and out of laziness. If you don't do those things, that's not good because then. The problem is become habit. And when it become habit, then it's like, it's like, then it become like the chain. So then, and then, you know, it's too difficult to break. It's too difficult to break. Then it become chain, okay? Day to day life, you don't realize, you know, when you, then, there's some saying there, so I don't remember now. Tarani, Jujuda, Tunazo, Dena, Tapar, Dumbar, Dombata, Mademala, Madame Tawe, Jimba, was a cherry bala, Tapar, Dumba, Dombata, Mindembala, Tawe, Jimba, was a Mijena, Junju. Dikla so mishibe niche so dikla so mishibe niche rani dundu to den to da da dena tabudu so sudden case if you possess some kind of miracle power sudden case you need to show them in order to discipline people if you don't do that you know so then is lozono the false neje juni bo di sinje tamje sinje de jusu mi jin shosho sinje jusu mi jusu des la like opposite of you know one of the Buddhist moralities so that completes now complete the Buddhist vows and the false is complete now so now also very good times like 8:49 so Sarah said 8:50 so like 8:49 just finish very good time is
here
very good time is it happens actually I'm not really looking at time it happens like that so that's good so then maybe you know someday probably now the publications about Buddha vows that's okay and thank you very much for all of you coming here you know showing interest about Buddha vows so believe or not every step from your home to here is all creating merit okay all merit so and because of at least you know like the wisdom has been generated by hearing about Buddha vows and not just that also you know imprint is imprinted on your consciousness you know then maybe sometime somewhere it may become handy so just you know just having just imprint this is complete form of imprint of a Buddha vows your mindstream is good okay so then you never know so maybe some other lifetimes you know may become very very handy so okay and thank you very much for all of you are present here so dedication
so let's turn to the pink sheet in the white prayer book and let's start with the dedication verses from Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. Gandhida we kod we shing kam dir Tendan dewa malu shing we ne Chende zing von ten zing yat so yi Shape si te bar du ten kyu chi Toni ning je zung du ju pe lam Ser sil se pe gen chen ten toy kun Chana per mo ten zing yat so la So wa dev so she dun lu gu sho Jonu yin ala wang sho tu Awa tara sembara sopa Lo zangye we de ton le pel sho Shao su genge lama so wa de Tu su chan jin jang genge we Ten zin kyon pe we kun zi do po tse Shok sum ku we le mun tu du Padok so du je gen du shab ten shok Om taritu taritu re soha 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 Om taritu taritu re soha